Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Astrology and Reincarnation by Manly P. Hall is a short esoteric treatise that links natal astrology with the doctrines of karma and rebirth, rather than treating astrology mainly as fortune-telling. Hall frames it as a symbolic tool for self-knowledge and moral development, arguing that present circumstances can be understood as the outworking of prior causes. Drawing on both Western and Eastern traditions, he discusses how karmic patterns may be reflected in the birth chart and how these patterns relate to the 12 zodiac signs. The work also touches on traditional approaches, often associated with Vedic and Tibetan practice, for considering the soul journey across multiple lives. Hall positions the subject within a larger philosophy of justice and responsibility, frequently associated with Saturn as a planetary emblem of moral consequence. Because it is brief and concept dense, it is best approached as a reflective overview that assumes some basic familiarity with astrological vocabulary. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, astrology as a moral map rather than mere prediction. A central move in this treatise is the elevation of astrology from a predictive hobby to a framework for ethical and spiritual interpretation. Hall emphasizes that a birth chart can be read as a pattern of tendencies and lessons rather than a fixed script, and he uses this to connect astrology with personal responsibility. The chart, in this view, does not simply announce what will happen. It points to what the individual must understand, refine, or reconcile. That orientation naturally aligns with karmic thinking, because karma implies that effects follow causes and that character is shaped through consequences over time. Hall therefore treats astrological symbolism as descriptive of inner development and life conditions, not as a license to surrender to fate. This approach encourages readers to look for meaning in recurring challenges, talents, and constraints, and to treat those features as opportunities for maturation. The book's tone is philosophical more than technical, and it repeatedly nudges the reader toward self-examination, how to interpret circumstances in a way that leads to growth, restraint, and wiser choice. In that sense, the value of astrology becomes practical and psychological, not only divinatory. Secondly, karma and the zodiac sign-based descriptions of spiritual lessons. Hall offers a sign-oriented way of thinking about karma, presenting the 12 zodiac signs as carrying distinct kinds of experience and moral education. Instead of focusing solely on isolated traits, the treatment frames each sign as a field in which the soul encounters particular tests, responsibilities, and corrective pressures. This is consistent with the book's purpose of making astrology serve self-knowledge if the signs symbolize repeating patterns of human behavior. Then they can be used to reflect on what must be balanced or refined. A related idea that appears in reader commentary is the notion that tendencies can be understood in relation to neighboring signs, suggesting a developmental sequence rather than a set of unrelated categories. Hall's sign discussion is therefore less about pop astrology labels and more about the shaping of character over time, including the consequences of previous choices. Because the work is brief, these descriptions function more like concentrated prompts for contemplation than exhaustive manuals. Still, the emphasis is clear. Karmic astrology is a way to interpret personality and circumstance as meaningful, and to identify the lessons most likely to require attention in the present life. Thirdly, reading past and future lives from the birth chart methods and cautions. One of the book's most distinctive promises is a discussion of how astrologers have attempted to infer past life influences and future incarnational tendencies through chart analysis. Hall references traditional approaches associated with Eastern practice, including Vedic and Tibetan methods, and presents them as complementary perspectives rather than as an outright replacement of Western astrology. The overall suggestion is that the chart can be examined for signatures of prior conditioning, such as persistent themes, limitations, or unfinished obligations that shape present experience. He also frames this inquiry with a degree of caution. The pursuit of specific biographical certainty about past lives is not necessarily the highest goal, and in some cases could be psychologically unhelpful. The more constructive aim is to identify the kind of consciousness or moral pattern that may be carrying over, and then to work with it responsibly now. In this way, the book keeps the focus on development rather than sensationalism. Even when considering future tendencies, the emphasis remains interpretive, inviting readers to treat karmic astrology as a guide to present choices rather than a rigid forecast of inevitable outcomes. Fourthly, Saturn, justice, and the logic of karmic cause and effect. Hall ties the plausibility of karma to an argument about justice if people are born into widely differing circumstances. Some principle of prior causation can be used to interpret that inequality as more than random. Within astrological symbolism, Saturn is often treated as the planet most closely associated with discipline, limitation, accountability, and long-term consequence. And Hall uses that association to reinforce the ethical dimension of his thesis. Saturn becomes a kind of emblem for the rule that actions and attitudes have results, even if those results unfold slowly or across extended spans of experience. This does not make the book a deterministic tract, rather, it supports the claim that life conditions can be read as instructive. The Saturn theme also helps explain why Hall insists on maturity and responsibility as the proper outcome of astrological study. In karmic terms, the point is not to assign blame, but to recognize structured choices matter, habits accumulate, and character shapes destiny. By grounding the discussion in a symbolic language familiar to astrologers, the book connects metaphysical ideas about rebirth to an interpretive system that readers can apply directly to their own reflection. Lastly, comparative tradition bridging Eastern and Western esoteric frameworks. Another important thread is Hall's comparative approach. He portrays astrology and reincarnation as teachings that develop side by side across multiple cultures. And he aims to show compatibility rather than conflict between these systems. This bridge building matters because readers often encounter reincarnation through Eastern religions and astrology through Western esoteric or popular channels. And the book attempts to place them in a shared philosophical space. Hall references practices commonly linked with Tibetan and Vedic astrology when discussing reincarnational interpretation, while also addressing astrology in the broader Western context. The result is a syncretic overview that invites the reader to see recurring human questions behind different vocabularies. Why are lives unequal? What is the purpose of adversity? And how does the individual participate in moral evolution? Because the text is short, it does not function as a full historical survey. But it does present a clear intent to normalize the idea that serious astrological practice has often been tied to spiritual cosmology and ethical discipline. For readers interested in esoteric philosophy, this comparative framing is part of what distinguishes the work from purely technical astrology primers. In conclusion, astrology and reincarnation is best suited for readers who already have a basic grasp of natal astrology and want a more philosophical, karmic lens through which to interpret charts. Students of esoteric traditions, comparative spirituality, or metaphysical ethics will also find it useful, because the work repeatedly returns to questions of justice, responsibility, and inner development rather than entertainment. Practically, the book can function as a compact set of interpretive prompts. It encourages the reader to view traits and circumstances as lessons, to look for patterns that may reflect long-carried habits, and to approach astrology as a discipline of self-correction. Intellectually, it offers a coherent rationale for why astrology and reincarnation are often discussed together, and why the birth chart is treated as meaningful in karmic terms. What helps the book stand out in its niche is its synthesis. It brings together Western astrological symbolism and references to Eastern methods without turning into either a purely devotional text or a purely technical workbook. Its limitation is also its identity. It is brief and concept dense, so it may leave beginners wanting more step-by-step instruction. As a concise introduction to karmic astrology in Manly P. Hall's reflective style, it remains distinctive and thought-provoking. If you would like to support Manly Hall, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.